New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. If you'd like to go see the Foo Fighters in Nashville, hopefully you're calling us right now. 800-520-1067. It is officially the season for road trips, and we've got one for you. It's K-Rock Road Trip USA. Destination 2, Nashville. Band number 2, Foo Fighters. And let's get your name on the list so we can give you that trip coming up this hour on the show. I also believe this is the hour that Allie gets to debut her new game, Is It Thicker Than Klein's Neck?
Yep.
So she's been working on it, and we will get the official measurement of my neck that apparently has been getting thicker by the moment. I didn't realize this until a lot of people brought it to my attention.
Would you like a tester?
Sure, give me a tester question.
By the way, just so the listeners know, during the commercial breaks, Klein's doing push-ups now. It is bizarre behavior.
I only did a few push-ups.
He does 21s.
21 diamonds or whatever you say. Blackjack. Blackjack.
Blackjack. He gets up and goes, Blackjack.
So bizarre, man.
He tries to do it when I'm out of the room, so I can't see him. But
all right, whatever. That has no bearings on this game. Oh, all right, at all.
Okay.
There's nothing
we'll
to do.
Okay, we'll start with this. A blackjack table.
Don't piss him off.
A blackjack table bigger than my neck.
Don't anger him.
Yeah,
you don't like veins are popping, dude.
It's bigger just today.
I don't know what's going on with it. It won't stop for some reason. I got to deal with it. Because I don't like that.
I can give you a hint.
Well,
it's all the blackjack.
So it's not the blackjack.
And roiding out on protein, man. You got to cool it. You've already had 100 grams of protein. It's 9.
Yeah, but you load up in the morning on the protein. Then you let your body burn it off as the day goes on.
You're not letting it burn off.
No, dude. Your neck is consuming it all.
It's getting stronger.
Hey, Jessica, you are the 20th caller. Good morning and welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. You are going to hopefully go see the Foo Fighters in Nashville. Your name's being added to a very exclusive list. If we call you back on Monday, pack your bags. You're going on the trip, all right?
Right on. Looking forward to it. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Jessica. Another chance to get on that list in an hour. All right, Dally, we got lots to get to, including that fun game. Give me the real tester question.
Okay.
Is there a real tester question?
Standard toilet paper roll. Not the industrial size that they use for businesses.
So we're saying what's thicker, the roll or my neck? Well, you guys, you measured my neck. What did you measure my neck at yesterday?
Your neck came in at 18.12 inches in circumference.
Damn, dude.
We're going to re-measure.
You want to re-measure?
Yeah. I got the real measuring tape.
Which is about 5.73 inches in diameter. So you're almost 6 inches across.
Hold on. Omar's created apparently an intro for this game.
Is it thicker than Klein's neck?
Okay, great.
21!
I wouldn't say 21. I'd
black
say black.
Blackjack!
All right, so we got that to get to. Yay, it's going to be a fun hour. Very excited. That's coming up. If you'd like to join us, the number's 800-520-1067. And everything else we have in store for you. Believe it or not, we plan this show. And we get to it all after your Red Hot Chili Peppers on K-Rock. Do some push-ups. Here. Let's find out what's happening in your neighborhood and ours as we head around to meet the neighbors. Here we go.
Meet the neighbors. That's what you gotta do. Say hello, shake a hand, share a smile and make a friend. Meet the neighbors. Their dog just crapped in your yard.
Thank you, Ray. That's Ali's real-life neighbor, Ray.
Ray Heppenstall.
Real rock star, that guy. And we have not heard original music from Ray in a while.
Oh, I have a whole album of stuff that I could share with you.
Oh,
anytime you want it.
Please do not.
Yeah, he shares with me new songs on a weekly or monthly basis.
So maybe he can write a song about how Buc-ee's is a gas station.
Do you remember the song She Only Wants?
No, I don't.
Well, that's one of his new jams.
Let's You know what? I may use Ray, actually, because I'm working on this School's Out for Summer song, that the Sucks Ass one, a new version. And I think Ray would be actually a good guy to do that with me.
He would be happy to.
Put me in touch with
Ray. He would probably
Ray.
Pay for the music video as well again.
Oh, you gotta make a video.
Yeah.
This is all stuff that people are posting on the Nextdoor Ring neighborhood apps. We all live in different parts of Southern California. Whether you're stalking Vanessa down in the Long Beach area, you're up in the Agora Hills area where Allie is, the Deep Valley, Rancho Cucamonga, you find Omar. Jake never leaves his little square half mile in Burbank. I'm in the Valley as well, the 818. But we've all got our own reasons and our own neighborhoods to keep up with. So, Allie, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, because summer is just around the corner, there's a lot of pool-related posts going up in my area. And Elizabeth wants a recommendation. Is there a place I can take my dog to learn to swim?
Oh, my God.
Are there classes for dogs to learn how to swim? I think they're so cute. And a lot of people are responding with that dogs generally can figure out how to swim without needing lessons. If you have a pool or a pond nearby, you can just throw them in it.
Yeah, they hate it.
But they know how to swim.
Yeah, they know how to do it out of survival, most of them. I think, like, bulldogs will sink, but most other, like, pugs or something, because their legs are too little. But I think most dogs can figure it out, but they, I think that's the biggest, the most amount of fear in it. I know some people claim, like, if they have a retriever or something, my dog loves swimming.
Yeah.
Throw the stick in the lake, they jump into it, they love
right.
it. But I think most dogs, like, are absolutely terrified, and they do that thing where they spastically flail their legs around
just trying
to survive.
To get the hell out of there.
Then they get to the edge and they try to paw their way out of the pool.
What's great is that a scammer named Daniel responded saying, Elizabeth, I have trained dogs in this for years and I'm happy to work with you.
Of course. There's always someone that'll take your money. To
I'll train your dog.
Teach your dog.
$100 an hour.
Just sit there for an hour in the backyard, drink something.
Toss them in and drink your orange juice.
This is a throwback post. It's a recent post from Esco in North Hollywood, who says, in these days when gas is over $6 per gallon, here's a fun trip down memory lane for those old enough to take it. What was the cheapest gas you ever bought? I remember filling up the 18-gallon tank of my 68 Camaro with premium and getting change back from the $5 bill and a free glass, too.
Damn.
I think the price at that time was 21.9 cents per gallon, and that was in the 70s. And then a bunch of people, old people love
taking
that trip down memory lane. So now you've got someone who goes, oh, yeah, I remember paying $9 a gallon. Someone else says, I was at a Circle K when gas was 17 cents a gallon. Must have been the early 70s as well, near my home of San Bernardino.
No way. In the early 70s, it was that cheap? There's no way.
Mike jumped in from Sherman Oaks and said, in 1998, I paid 99 cents a gallon
in
South Florida to fill my car up.
Oh, okay. In Florida, yeah.
But then Brooke jumped in and said, $20 would fill up my entire Mazda Miata back in 2000.
Yeah, that's what I remember is when in the 2000s, when I was filling up my tank, it cost me $18.
So everyone just started jumping in on what they would pay, and they remember. So funny how many things you forget over the years, but then when there's an opportunity to be like, I remember the cheapest gallon I ever got.
It's always a can of Coke and a gallon of gas,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was a Circle K somewhere in the valley or whatever it was, and everyone's just going back and forth. Meanwhile, someone said, get with the times, old man. It's never coming back.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess it's nice to go down memory lane, but then it just makes you sad.
Then Rudy says, forget about gas. I once bought a used tire for $1.
Cool.
And then someone else said, Rudy, stay on the topic at hand, which is just gas.
Come on, Rudy.
And then someone else said, I bought a truck one time for $20.
Oh.
And then everyone got all mad at Rudy for changing the entire message board of this.
Or houses, where they're like, your grandmother paid $35 for this house.
Right. I know. It's so annoying when you hear that, because there is that moment of wow, but also, then you go, but with the inflation, $35 now was the equivalent of $19 million now, so it's still a bad
and
deal.
Property taxes.
So there you go. Yeah. We come back in a moment when we return. I don't know if we're doing El Cheapo on this Thrifty Thursday, or you guys want to get right into the game about my neck. A lot of people are asking for the neck
game. Why don't we do the neck game?
So let's go ahead. When we get back, if you'd like to play, I don't know what you could possibly win here. I guess it's just a giant game that was created to make me feel like an ass. So we will get into
that. Come on. I'm sure we have extra tickets sitting around, right, Vanessa? We have something.
I'll give you some shirts that no longer fit me if you want them,
because
I can't get my neck into them. You get one of my turtlenecks if you want it. 800-520-1067. When we get back.
Is it thicker than Clyde's neck?
Allie's got a list of things. Is it thicker than Clyde's neck game after this? All right, let's get this over with. People seem excited. I don't exactly know why, but when Allie had this idea to figure out if she started doing it in the back office just for fun, she would look at things and say, I wonder if that's thicker than Klein's neck. I didn't realize that my neck has been getting thicker by the moment. I guess I always thought I had a big neck.
I didn't think you did.
No, not at all. Man, you look so much different than you did maybe just even 2 months ago.
Allie was looking at some old, I guess they were showing a rerun of our show from the YouTube, and she said, your neck looks like it is doubled, if not tripled in size.
Yeah,
in a short amount of time.
Yeah, your neck looks like it's to eat, god damn it.
Eat it.
Son of a bitch. These get the grease.
I only salt you one day.
It's so funny.
You want to be the last of me.
That Vanessa. Vanessa accuses Jake of her catching his nervous poops. Jake has clearly caught Omar's stutter.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So one of you is going to catch this fat neck. So get ready. This is coming for one of you. And
oh,
And I can't understand. Look, I put on some weight. Sometimes it goes to my face. Sometimes it goes to my neck. Apparently every ounce of muscle I've put on has all gone to my neck, according to Allie.
Does your family notice? Because you know when you live with somebody and you see them every day, you can't really tell the difference, but they have to notice this, right?
My wife is not happy at all.
I don't think she likes any of this. Any of the health.
She hates.
She wants to be the healthy one.
She doesn't like that I am working out or that I am trying to prolong my life. And I don't like it. I'll be honest, I don't like it either.
Well, then why are you doing it?
I was on a dangerous path.
Started with that Aura ring, man.
It all started here with you guys, the snoring video, where everyone was telling me I was going to die in my sleep. It freaked me the F out. And then that led me down a dangerous path. And then I realized that I have really...
Before that, the big nose, yeah.
But
yeah.
I do nothing for my health. I mean, I still, to this day, I mean, you know me, I have no self-restraint with pizza, with food, with drinking, occasional drug use, don't sleep great. I mean, I'm clocking about 4.5 hours a night.
Wow.
Not great sleep. So this is all, I mean, according to all scientists and experts, I am on a dangerous path.
Well, I think it's dangerous now for a different reason.
Yeah,
you're eating
scared.
Dangerous amounts of protein, and your neck is getting dangerously large.
Yeah, but
you're not going to be able to fit into any of your shirts. You're not going to be able to fit them over your head.
But what about this guy?
Hey, Klein, my name is John Thick-Ass Nick Thomas. My members and I would like to invite you to our club. Maybe become a member.
See that?
We are the Thick Necks of Southern California.
I didn't even know that was a club that existed. So
yeah, we have a great time. We talk about necks. We talk about girth. You will have to go through some qualifications.
I'm not interested.
Measuring you.
I don't want to be in any sort of a neck club, sir, but thank you. Other people on the text line are asking if I'm the new throat goat now. No, I'm not.
Wow.
That's Allie's mom's title.
Yeah, throat goat?
So Allie has come up with this game, and a lot of people on the phone want to play it. I don't exactly know why, but I think we have a prize up for grabs, and it's time to get into this game. I've never seen you guys work so hard on something. Omar has an intro, Allie's got a game, and
Everybody
here we go.
Everybody has put in an effort.
All right.
Is it thicker than Klein's neck?
Is it thicker than Klein's neck game? Allie, how does the game work?
Well, if you want to play, you just pick a category, and then I will give you something, and you have to guess if it is thicker than Klein's neck. Very simple. The categories are food and beverage, sports, and other necks.
Great. And why did we bring in a bowling pin and a giant handle of rum in here, out of curiosity? Is this part of the game? Or?
Yes. These are two of the objects in person. So if you want to follow along on YouTube, you can see, get a visual, and you can give a more educated guess.
All right. Someone said I'd like to give Klein a hickey, but it would take me 3 years. Thank you, text line, for the jokes.
For example, this is not in any category.
Okay.
A woolly mammoth's tusk. The tusk of a woolly mammoth.
Is a tusk of a woolly mammoth thicker than Klein's neck? Oh, goddamn.
And woolly by the way, if you're going to play the game, Klein's neck, when we measured it, was 18.12 inches in circumference.
That can't be right.
Way around is 18.12 inches.
That's impossible.
I bet you he was probably like a 14 before or something like that.
Yes, I think that's normal neck territory.
Yeah, I'm at 14.
By comparison, I think Vanessa's neck is like an 11 or something.
I think you
Vanessa's 11, Johnny's at 15, I'm at 14.
Omar, you measured your neck recently?
I'm about a 17.
Oh,
really?
Omar.
Yeah.
You're kind of a meaty looking too. Guy. Yeah, you're thick.
Yeah, you fat.
Sorry. Yeah, please.
Contestant one?
Allie, I'd have to assume that the woolly mammoth's tusk is thicker than my neck. Those are like the biggest. Really? Come on.
The average circumference of a woolly mammoth tusk is between 12 and 18 inches. So oh, you are just gosh. Above that.
All right, Rich, Pasadena, you know the rules of the dumb game. So whenever you're ready, pick your category.
Yeah, what category do you want? Would you like food and beverage, sports, or other necks?
Sports.
Sports. Okay.
Great.
An NFL field goal post. In this case, it would be the uprights of the field goal post. Is that thicker than Klein's neck?
No.
You're talking about the uprights, not the part, not the base at the bottom.
The uprights.
Okay.
Yeah, the uprights. I would say no.
You think my neck is thicker than an NFL a field goal upright? Is that really a serious
Definitely.
Answer?
Definitely.
Do you want to guess as well, or should I just reveal the answer?
I can't. Once
I
again,
it's
my neck has got to be less. This is
no,
like
your neck is more for sure.
My neck is more than an NFL upright where the ball where it doinks off the thing and the whole thing shakes. I would be surprised to those things are
well,
huge.
Prepared to be surprised. Rich is correct.
Really?
The average circumference of the uprights of an NFL field goal post are between 9.42 and 12.57 inches.
Oh, man. My neck smokes
Way
those.
Bigger.
Man, it'd be a lot more
You're
bones off my neck.
You're also bigger than the base as well.
I am?
Like the horizontal.
The crossbar?
The crossbar, yes.
My neck is thicker than an NFL crossbar. Wow.
So, Rich, you're on the board. You got that one correct.
Is it thicker neck. Than Klein's neck? Neck!
You say hi to contestant number two. Is my neck going to be thicker? Is everything going to be... Is my neck going to be thicker than everything?
No, there are things that your neck is not as thick as.
Hard to find. The planet Pluto.
Mark and Encino on K-Rock. Good morning.
Dwarf planet Pluto.
Yeah, three dibs.
Sweet dibs.
Okay, what's your category? Food and beverage, sports, or other necks?
I'm going to go other neck.
Okay, great choice. The neck of an adult male mountain lion. Is it thicker than Klein's neck?
This is so stupid. I mean, really.
Klein, as a fellow 18-inch necker, I'm going to say your neck is thicker than a mountain lion.
Wow, you're saying thicker.
You think
okay.
My neck? Did mountain lions even have necks? I feel like their head goes right to their bodies.
So does yours.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, so he believes that, once again,
that your neck is thicker.
My neck is thicker than an adult male mountain lion.
What do you think before
once
I reveal
again,
the
I'd
answer?
Have to believe it's the mountain lion.
In this case, yeah, Mark, you are incorrect.
Oh, thank God.
An adult male mountain lion has an average neck circumference of 21 inches.
Yeah, because they don't even, if you look at one of these things, sure, they have a neck. I think everyone has to have a neck, but I believe their head goes right to their shoulders. Have you ever seen a mountain lion?
Yeah, it's pretty graphic.
Finally, but I mean, I barely squeaked by that thing. That's scary how close I am to an adult male mountain lion.
Three more inches and you're there.
Well, just give me another month. When are we doing the summer starts June 21st, and then I'm going to stop this.
You got to thin out your
It'll
neck.
It'll be all neck.
I'm going to be all It's an all neck summer, baby.
Just go neck to legs.
Hey, Roman.
Eat your face.
In La Habra, welcome to K-Rock. In Ali's game, calls it thicker than Klein's neck.
Thicker than Klein's neck. Neck.
Yeah.
All
go
right.
ahead, Roman.
Pick your category, food and beverage, sports, or other necks.
I'm going to go with other necks, please.
All right, we'll stick with other necks. The neck of a bass cello.
A bass what?
Cello neck.
A those cello. Those big, small. Giant cellos.
Oh, a cello.
The neck of a cello.
That you play.
That you play, yes. What do you think?
I'm going to go that Klein's neck is larger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would be correct on that.
Man.
Actually, a bass cello is only a max of about 5 inches in circumference, so you're
nothing.
About three cellos.
Great. Thanks for putting it that way.
Neck of a cholo.
You don't have to max it.
Neck of a cholo is also Klein's is bigger.
I'm a torta. Remember that. Get it straight. Tasha, good morning. You're on K-Rock right now. It's maybe the
good
new
morning.
Dumbest thing we've ever done. And Allie's just trying to prove a point that
I'm learning something new every morning.
We all are. Guys. Thank you. It's an educational show.
Care to pick your category?
Can you repeat it, Allie?
Yeah. Food and beverage, sports, or other next?
I pick other games as my
I'll
category.
Pick food and beverage.
Great. Let's go with this one because Klein has it in person right next to him. We'll go with a handle of rum.
Right.
A handle of rum. Klein can hold it up for you.
I'll hold this up for the people watching on YouTube.
And why don't
right
you,
now.
How many milliliters
hold
is
on,
that again?
It's a lot of rum here.
Is it Captain Morgan or is it Bacardi?
It's Bacardi right now, but I believe handles are all pretty much the same. So there's a 1.75 liter of rum right here. It's a lot of rum. And the question is this
puny next to you?
Is this thing?
Is it thicker than Klein's
thicker
neck?
Thicker than my neck.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say that it's thicker than Klein's neck.
That right. The rum is thicker.
Oh, yeah, neck is somehow thicker than this bottle, I'm immediately
really not.
I'm not doing another push up in my life.
Yeah,
you gotta go to the hospital.
Tasha is wrong. Klein's neck is thicker.
No, it's not.
Oh. Yes, that what? Circumference of that get is 15 inches.
Come on, really?
You have a measuring tape.
Wow.
You have a measuring tape right there, so you've got 3 inches.
What is wrong?
thank you. Thanks for your concern.
All right, how long do you want to keep doing this? We've got plenty of other examples.
There's a doctor on the text line that says that Klein may have a serious thyroid issue that he may have to get looked at immediately. This is no laughing matter, guys, so thanks for that. We give one more person the opportunity to play the game. I don't know why we're playing it still. Allie's proving her point over and over again. Hey, Gus, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Yo, sweet dude. Shout out, Net Bangers.
All right. To all the Net Bangers watching along, are you enjoying visually, if you watch the show on YouTube, does my neck look larger than it has previously?
I've got you up on my TV. You look great, Klein.
Aww. Thank you.
Big screen TV.
That.
It's a big bigger. Neck.
Thank you.
All right. Gus, what's your category? Food and beverage, sports, or other necks?
Sports.
The fattest part of a bowling pin. Klein also has this right next to him. The fattest go ahead.
I'm going to go with Klein either way.
Already going to lock in on Klein's neck is bigger. Right. Klein, unfortunately, Gus is correct.
Okay.
Your neck is 18 inches, 18.12 to be exact, and that regulation bowling pin is 15 inches around.
Wow.
The biggest part.
All right. Well, what have we learned in this game today? We've learned that
protein works.
Yeah. Shout out neck banger, someone says on the test thing. Thank you. That's what I call my my fans.
What about a cantaloupe melon?
Oh, my God.
It's bigger.
My neck is?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
An 8x8 at In-N-Out? Bigger.
Okay. Jesus. Thank you. All right. Wonderful. You've made your point. Thank you all. It's K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Ellie Show. When we're not around, there's a GOAT line for you, or even when we are around, the GOAT line is there, 844-956-GOAT, and as you know, this is going to be the funnest summer ever, which is why we are calling it Funner Summer, forcing each other into fun, and we will figure out who will be forced to do something fun next, and if you don't believe us, you can start taking part in Funner Summer. All this summer, it is going to be a funner summer where fun is at an all-time low. We are going to change that. And there's already a ton of suggestions as to what should be the next thing. And I think that that we've all agreed that one of us will be forced to do some sort of a backyard kickback.
Cool.
As it used to be called. But people have forgotten how to have fun anymore. And since no one seems to drink anymore, the idea of people sitting around your backyard drinking doesn't happen like it used to. But this guy's on board.
You know, I was just thinking, I'm driving on Brookhurst Boulevard in Garden Grove. You remember when they had the Kager parties? And it was like $5 at the door. There was bands playing. You know, for a funner summer for you guys, you should do a contest for a backyard Klein Alley show with the band playing and cakes at $5 at the door.
I do remember vividly the $5 for your cup. And then your cup gave you unlimited access to the keg, and then there would be bands that would play, and that would happen. Yeah, that pretty much started in college and would continue on.
College? High school, dude.
You start, I guess, high school would be the first
time. That's times. Where I would throw them. I threw about 3 legendary ones.
Yeah, you could make some real, like, you would clean up, right? You would make, like, hundreds of ducats once you sold the cup.
But I made the bad move. I probably raked in one party, probably close to 1,000, but I think the guy at the door was taking a little bit off the top.
Right,
yeah,
right. There was a lot of skimmers in the process, but then once the people got the cup, there was never any customer service. If the keg was tapped sometimes before you even got there, you'd be like, you got your cup, sir, so enjoy your band.
Oh, wow,
that,
really?
Yeah, and the beer was, because they would never, usually reinvest in the party. So it was always very money-making. The $5 for a cup and slash access to the keg and bands was a great business model for a while.
Is this what we have to do if it lands on
us? This guy is suggesting that one of us throws
a traditional one.
Yeah, I don't think we have to charge for it, but the idea of just put a couple of kegs in those big plastic tubs in the backyard with ice.
Great.
Sick.
And get Johnny's uncle to come over and make some carne asada, and we're done and done,
dude. I just called. It was on my mind. I love K-Rock. I love you guys.
I think we should bring back the backyard keg. That was always an indicator. When someone, even just the idea of bringing a keg in, and by the way, before you start asking, a keg is thicker than my neck, so I already know people are asking.
Barely.
But it's not barely.
I remember those mini ones.
A pony keg is probably a tie, but a full-size keg, yeah. But I think that we should figure out now, Allie, which one of us.
Well, what if it lands on somebody who doesn't have a yard?
Well, it still can be fun. It's still fun to do a keg in whatever you put in your kitchen. I mean, you can do a keg
just
in the shack. Jake, when's the last time? Have you even had a keg in the Jake Shack?
No, but I have a backyard.
Yeah, Jake has a yard.
Oh, he lives in the backyard.
So whichever one of us this lands on, we'll throw a backyard kegger because
that's
guaranteed fun. So here we go. Fun or summer can officially begin right now, and we will figure out which one of us is doing this summer, and you can also do it in your own yard. Give it a spin. One of us will be forced this summer.
Come on, Klein.
Forced fun. I would love to do. I hope this does land on me. I would love to.
You should because you have the best backyard. Come on, Kleiny. Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. No.
Allie is throwing it. It almost landed me. Skipped over Jake.
No.
Allie, thank you. We will be at your house. When do you want to do this?
Oh, wait, this is so fun. Like a summer party, kegs. Ooh.
Thanks, Allie.
I don't have any room back there, guys. My grill has rat poop on it.
Yeah, Allie's got a pool. She got that.
Oh, you got a pool.
No, I have a pool. Yeah. I have a community pool.
Yeah, you got a community pool.
And
you
if we just hang out at the pool,
let's
great.
Let's go pee in Allie's pool.
Yay!
You got that rock garden, too?
No, I got rid of that. It's covered.
Great.
It's just a dirt patch now. Yeah.
Fun or summer, we're all going to
dirt
Allie's.
Dirt patch keg.
By the way, if you're keeping track, this wheel has not landed on me once yet.
Which I think I have like four things now.
Allie's got to do drugs, get drunk at a water park, and host a backyard kegger.
So
Jake has to have a one-night stand. I forget what else Jake has to do, but I think that he's got another thing.
Johnny has to have sex on the beach.
Johnny's got to have sex on the beach.
Omar has to have sex in 24 hours three times.
Yeah. Man, everyone's got a funner summer except me. That sucks. Me and my neck are just going to sit over here and do nothing, dude. That's going to be the worst summer ever.
You can come to my crappy kegger.
I'm busy that day, Allie.
No.
But let me see what else here. Allie's got to try a new drug. Yeah, this is we've got a good list going here. This is going to be a funner summer.
It is going to be fun. I'm actually excited about this.
I will happily take that one from you if you want me to do it. I'll throw the backyard kegger.
Look, the only reason I say yes is I would be happy to do it, but I live farther. Like, you're the most centrally located person.
All
and
right.
If we're
also,
all going to go to your
HOA,
house.
Dude, with the band or whatever, they're going to shut it down.
I have to put down a $100 deposit.
I don't
it's
know
a whole...
about the band part.
Well, I can get a band.
No way.
What do you mean? We talked about this just minutes ago.
We'll settle for a clown.
The band and the keg. All right, clown's fun.
I will get a clown.
Or a magician.
I'll get a clown and a keg.
Yay. Oh, we get Justin Willem.
I'll get a clown and a keg.
Yeah, my cousin will barbecue.
And your cousin will come and do carne asada?
Yeah.
Great.
Yay, we got it, guys.
We'll pick we'll invite like 10 listeners too.
Cool. Right, I'll bring them in anyway.
No. We got to, get like an old school flyer and just put it up around the neighborhood.
And that's not.
Open invitation.
Back to Allie's.
Glad you took it.
We're moving it back to Allie's house.
No, we're
Funnel
not.
Fun summer can officially begin. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. Good morning. Let's find out what's happening in the world, ADD news style, and then we've got lots and lots to get into. Let's not overpromise and underdeliver. Let's just underdeliver.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
A big airport policy from decades ago is making a comeback. And if you were alive before 9/11, you might remember there used to be a time where you could walk someone to their gate at the airport. You could pick them up at the gate. You could go pretty much anywhere in the airport except on the plane, even if you didn't have a ticket. And after 9/11, all that changed. Now you can barely drop somebody off at the curb without them rushing you out, making you feel like an outlaw. Slowly, though, airports are starting to reopen the gates and change this policy.
You know
slowly.
Why? You know why they're doing it?
Spend money.
That's right. I want to get more people in there shopping.
Someone's got to be in that Duane Reade.
Got to be in that duty-free shop.
What about our safety? Isn't that more important than making money?
Profit.
What's wrong with these?
It's all about the profit. Elmo, you're the only guy I know on the show who's currently on a do-not-fly list. So
that's true.
you're the guy that's probably not going to be able to take advantage of this, but for the rest of us, it's going to be great.
For all of us all white people, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Actually, it's going to suck. Who wants to like walk to the gate?
I know. Well, and the parking
is so
different.
It was such a great excuse. Oh, sorry, can't go in.
Can't do it.
I have to wait here in the cell phone lot.
Sorry, Grandma. You're going to have to take yourself to the gate. I'm a security threat.
Yeah, so 21 airports in the U.S. now allow non-ticketed guests to obtain a pass that will allow them to go through airport security and into the terminal for free. And, of course, this is to encourage you to shop and spend money while you wait for your loved ones to arrive on their flights. And, yes, it is going to be free, and you have to just get a simple pass to do it. But the airport security part has gotten a lot more annoying, too. I don't think it used to be that the lines were that long or it was that thorough of a process. You could bring full-size bags. If you could pump it, push it, pour it, or spray it, you could bring it.
Now, the question is, do you have to be with a ticketed passenger to do this, or are they going to open this up?
Is
there
going
to be playground rules where they're like, you better have a kid with you or you can't be at the playground?
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because
it
has to be
you just get a pass because they might not be there yet.
Oh, right. Exactly right. If you're supposedly meeting someone, because I just think what that's going to do is, I think that's going to bring in the criminals, because I think there's a lot of crimes to be had at the airport.
Like,
if
I get a day pass, it's free. I can just loiter in the airport and steal baggage.
Steal luggage, all sorts of stuff. Not just at the baggage claim, but, like, you know, people are always very lackadaisical.
All these bags have been claimed. No one's even here yet.
There's no bags. But I mean, that's been going on forever. But just even the walking around by the gates, if people are half-assed looking at their thing, going into the Hudson News or whatever.
Yeah,
just taking bags. But I mean, who would want to be at the airport if you weren't committing a crime? I can't imagine a reason why you'd want to go pay overpriced for the same stuff you could get on the outside for cheaper.
Pay for parking, which is now so expensive. Even short-term parking for an hour is going to be expensive.
Yeah, just to deal with all the airport stuff. It's just not worth it.
I also kind of like that when you're going down the escalator and there's like that group of people and most of them are holding signs and you feel like it's your little fan club.
Oh, right. Has that ever happened to you? Has someone ever held a sign for you?
No, it's not for me, but like you kind of feel like, yes, I've arrived.
Yeah.
And all this group of people is like waiting behind the tape and everything going, wow, my people are here.
Also, the old
holding. Like you're going on a daytime talk show.
Holding the sign for people when they get off the plane seems very dated. Like at this point, how about you just text them? Like
yeah,
it seems I understand why that was a thing back in the pre-cell phone days, because how else could you possibly find a stranger that was meeting you? But
it just says mom.
Yeah, it's just at this point, it seems unnecessary. Yeah. I know you're my mom. I recognize your face. You don't need the cardboard.
Does anyone want an update on Shia LaBeouf? He's not going to jail. He pled guilty to the charges that he was facing in New Orleans when he was a drunken idiot mess at Mardi Gras. And initially, he said he did nothing wrong and wasn't drinking. Now he has admitted to all of it, which is helpful if you don't want to go to jail.
Also, wasn't it all captured on video?
Yeah, I mean, there were so many witnesses, too. Yeah. Actually, my friend was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras and saw him stumbling around New Orleans. So I think he was around a lot of people. But he will now be on probation for 2 years. Plus, he will have mandatory rehab and sensitivity training and anger management classes.
Oh, you know who's going to be thrilled about this news?
Boom, 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 boom. I'm just ripping the bong, ripping the bong, ripping the bong all day long, ripping the bong, yeah.
That's Pantyhose Greg, his arch nemesis on planet Earth, Shia LaBeouf.
He loved Shia LaBeouf, and he would hang out in front of his house. He would loiter, and then Shia LaBeouf, I think, got mad at him a few times, and now he's like, what's the deal with Shia LaBeouf? Well, why are you so mean to me?
He got a restraining order against him.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why now they're not friends anymore.
I know. I want to know what he thinks about this. Sorry,
they get them reconnected.
We do need to reconnect them. There's a new trend this year with graduations and, quote, promotions, which is, you know, when your kid moves up a grade. Overly aggressive celebrations, parties, and elaborate gift giving. And this is, you know, we blame the parents for this. The average cash gift now for high school has gone from $100 to $500.
What?
Average gift for college has gone from $500 to $2,500.
Gift from who?
Parents.
It's gotta be the parents.
The parents. Oh, yeah.
Man, I want to go back to college now. Now,
it's a lot more grad students are getting cars, Rolexes, designer briefcases.
When you say a lot more, where are you getting these stats?
Well, I mean, I don't have like a percentage, but there's I've seen several articles about it, and these numbers are now, this is like the new norm, these cash gifts. But also, people, parents are doing this because they want their kids to look good when they're applying for jobs. If this kid has a Rolex and a nice car and a designer briefcase, it means that he's hireable.
Some kid came in out of college wearing a Rolex. I would say, this guy doesn't need this job, and totally. He's not going to care about this job at all. So get the hell out of here.
And why does he need a watch?
Yeah, get out of here, you loser.
And then the other thing is the parties that are happening. Like, this kid's celebrating his first grade graduation with an elaborate party. See, that builds confidence.
That is some good end-of-year energy right there.
In the youth of America.
That's good stuff right there. All right, well, there you have it. In fact, Allie, you think that's a good anthem for the end of the year, that kid just sang. Here's another one that's very popular. It's been on the GOAT line.
Hey, guys, check my ass.
That's right, a little suck my ass. We get into a brand new hour of the show next. The greatest hour of your life? Perhaps. Only one way to find out. Stick around. We are Klein Alley Show, and this is K-Rock.